Hey, good afternoon. This is Derek Clark with Epic Site Solutions and the Permian Basin Association of Pipeliners.
Mike, go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Mike Fisher with Enterprise Products and the Permian Basin Association of Pipeliners.
Thank you, too, for joining us here today. I know we got a big event coming up here. It's a Saturday-Sunday event. So big, it's got to be over 2 days. Saturday, September 25th, Sunday, September 26th, the Midland County Horseshoe Arena. That's where the Shale Resources Trade Show was, for those of you folks out there that attended that as well. It's in Midland, Texas. How are the two of you doing today?
Just fine, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. That was the voice of Mike right there, who, my understanding is, Mike, you've got a background with this team roping. By the way, the event is the Permian Basin Team Roping on September 25th and 26th. But is that correct? You've got a background in team roping?
Yes, sir. I team roped competitively for quite a while.
Tell me a little bit about that. A lot of people might not be necessarily familiar with team roping outside of, you know, Texas, Oklahoma. I don't even know if we even have it up here in North Dakota. Probably doing the western side of the state. We've got rodeo, I know that. But I'm not too familiar with team roping up here as much as probably it is down there.
So team roping originated on ranches where cowboys needed to dark their steers, and you got one roper that ropes ahead and another roper that ropes feet. That way they could take a steer down or a cow down and they could doctor it. Now you got guys doing it for time and money. It's a very, very rapidly growing sport in the U.S. You got several organizations doing it throughout the U.S., it's in every professional rodeo performance that you go to.
Are there high schools doing it too?
It is sanctioned through the Texas High School Junior Rodeo Association.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's in any other states yet.
Well, you know, in North Dakota, we've got a BB gun team. I mean, there's high schools some kind of sharpshooter, and they do BB guns. And I interviewed the coach one day, and he said these kids can shoot, you know, BB gun holes on top of each other. They're so good as sharpshooters, you know, like Robin Hood hitting the arrow on top of the arrow. So these kids, they're pretty amazing with some of the stuff they can do, especially nowadays with some of the modern technology and YouTube videos and just ways of getting education. And makes me jealous, you know, thinking about that sort of thing. Of course, then again, I'd probably be distracted and not
right.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be playing baseball and doing the things I would have done anyway. So anyway, so let's talk a little bit about the event. Permian Basin Team Roping, September 25th, 26th, Midland County Horseshoe Arena. Walk me through it, guys. What can people expect? What should people know?
Well, on Saturday, we're going to have a 14.5, 13.5, a 12.5, and an 11.5. Books will open at 8. We'll rope at 9. It's 125 a man, 250 a team. All the ropings are inter-up ropings, which means that you need to bring a partner or find a partner there. We're also going to have a portal can race. If you've never seen one, they get a little western. You'll have a rider in the portal can, and then you'll have a roper that will start on the opposite end of the arena, run down there, and rope the portal can, drag it back to the other end with the rider inside of it or on it.
And you say all ropings, four-header? What's that? I'm not familiar with that term.
Four-header. So they'll be progressive after one. You'll have to rope all four head to win.
Oh.
But if you miss if you miss, you'll be out. So.
Okay, and then the same thing on the 26th, and these are different. Number 14 and 0.5, is that a weight class or what is that?
Well, no, sir. So I'll.
I feel I'm just a novice. I don't even understand some of this stuff. This is a learning.
Right, so,
this is a class for me.
Right. So rubber's qualified on their ability. So the lower the number, the I'm not gonna say less qualified, but the less is. Less advanced you are. So 2.7s equal to 14, right? So that's a higher end roping. And so Saturday's going to be our higher end ropers. Sunday will be our lower end ropers. And you want to protect your lower end ropers. They're traditionally beginners. So you want to protect them, give them an opportunity to win. So Sunday we'll have a 10.5, 9.5, 8.5. and those will be capped. Like I said, you want to protect your lower end ropers. So the eight and a half will be capped at a four, and 9.5 will be capped at a five elite, and 10.5 will be capped at a six.
And $125 a man, is this, you know, is this a all ages? Do you have to be 18? Do you have to be a man? Can a woman go in? I guess, you know, walk me through that a little bit.
No, sir. We're non-discriminatory. We'll take anybody's money.
Yeah, that's what I figured. It's America, baby.
That's it.
Is there, so really, yes, is it, so the, you know, the hashtag, the pound sign, the number sign, whatever the correct word is on, in this case, I'm not even sure, you know, it's hashtag 8.5, number 8.5.
So that's just numbering, the number of the rope.
So it's a number of the rope. Okay. So hashtag 8.5, that's more of a skill level as opposed to a age group or anything like that.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So really a 16-year-old could enter this and be a, you know, a 10.5, huh?
We have a lot of 16-year-olds that are number seven ropers. And, you know, whenever I got out of it, man, we had kids that were just chunking a mile of rope. And it's unbelievable to watch some of these kids and what they can do on horses, man. It's mind-blowing.
Well, one of the reasons why I find this interesting is because, you know, we're going through a lot of changes right now. You know, poor baseball, they're just hanging on by a thread, by momentum. And in the meantime, you know, I was watching the other day, and boy, it looked like some lacrosse game with some team named the Whip Snake was sold out. And soccer, I was talking to a guy out in Watford City when I spent last week out there, and they have like 400 kids in their soccer program in little Watford City. So some of these, you know, sports are changing, and some of the old sports are coming back to get a little bit of a resurgence under the sun, you know. How is the team roping doing out there? Are the kids catching on to this, or is it, you know, is it just the old guys hanging on to it? Is there a good mix? Talk to me about the industry a little bit.
So the sport of team roping is growing. It's grown exponentially since I started. And you know, it's kind of hard to get mom and dad to buy you a horse and feed it and all the tack that goes with it. But, you know, one thing I will say about any sport in rodeo is these are true American athletes. You won't see any of these guys taking a knee. You won't see any of these guys stepping on a flag. They're gonna put their hand over their heart, and they're gonna honor the American flag. They're gonna honor this sport. They're gonna honor this country, and they're gonna honor God.
And following the first day, it looks like there's a concert and a live auction as well.
Yes, sir.
What's
yes,
that all about?
So we're gonna have a concert with James Land opening up for the State Line Band. We'll have a live auction as well. We've got some really, really good items. We've got an acoustic concert to auction off from the State Line Band was gracious enough to donate that for us. We've got some fire pits. We've got two hog hunts down there around San Antonio area. We've got a tactical gun course to auction off. We've got a pair of custom boots to auction off. We've got three Argentina dove hunts to auction off. We've got we got a lot of really good items. We'll also have a silent auction going on during the roping both days as well.
So if I'm hearing this right, and if I'm reading this right, the live auction is the main event, and the concert is the opening act, huh?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's Texas for you, baby. That shows you how important some of that stuff is, especially when you put those hunts in there. You know, honestly, the wild boar hunt, I think, has been the number one money getter at our live auction at the Bakken Barbecue the last 2 years. Like,
well,
oh, those hunts, people like those. So,
yeah, they're fun.
Okay. Also, ask the hotel, what's the PBR rate? The PBA, I'm sorry, PBAP rate. What is that all about?
So we went to the Hampton Inn, which is brand new. It just opened up this past week or the week before. I can't remember, but it's brand new. We went to them as they were, you know, putting in the final furnishings into the rooms, and asked them if we could get a special rate for everybody coming in. We basically sold out that hotel for this weekend. And the rate is $76 a night.
Well, that's pretty good. Anybody listening not going to the Permian Basin team roping. Man, that's a heck of a deal in the Permian, boy. So that make sure you, it's a heck of a deal, seriously. So it's the Hampton Hotel, the PBAP rate. Of course, it's on the poster as well, and we'll have that on the website. Okay, so let's take a look and kind of recapping here a little bit. Anything we left out? Anything we got to make sure that people know about?
Yeah, just one last thing, man, is that every bit of this money that we raise goes directly to these kids. And that's what this is all about, is you know, getting these kids and fueling our industry and, you know, getting these kids into STEM programs, trade schools, and just doing the right thing by them.
I want to mention, too, on the poster, it says shirts must have a collar. So there's a little bit of a dress code, huh?
Yeah, and that's all about just keeping tradition. You know, it also says cowboy hat or no hat at all.
It does, yeah, yeah.
And even with my committee, if they step foot in that arena, they need to have a cowboy hat on and a shirt with a collar. So it's just it's cowboy tradition. We want to honor that tradition.
But you can wear no hat.
You can wear no hat. That is absolutely correct.
But no baseball cap.
No, sir.
Oh, I like this place. Okay, nice collar, boy. It's like an In-N-Out Burger. I like that. Well, that's one of the things I love about In-N-Out Burger. Being totally serious is. The staff has always got a white pressed collar shirt, and they take a lot of pride in making sure that they put a nice presentation in their product. And that's why when I saw that, I thought I'd mention that, because there's a certain respect that goes with somebody wearing a collar. And when you're trying to, you know, ask for money and you're trying to show kids a good time, you know, it's not a lot to ask to wear a collar, you know, it's just not. And, And that might change, you know, it might change in my lifetime, but a collar still does represent a certain level of professionalism. Used to be a tie, so a collar is a nice compromise.
So, yes, sir.
Kind of amusing myself here a little bit. Okay, so stalls available through the Midland County Horseshoe as well, so those people that are going to be a part of it, I think they probably, most people know that, but just kind of taking a look one more time. And the concert, live auction, that's on Saturday. And then there's the 10, 10.5, 9.5, 8.5 on Sunday. Do people need to show up ahead of time? I mean, like, if are people showing up a day or two early for something like this?
So they can. There's not going to really be a whole lot going on. We won't even have the facility open. For the public, my staff and my committee will be there. We'll be hanging banners. Of course, if they want to come in and help us hang banners, they're more than welcome. There'll be plenty of them to do. But as far as events or things to see, things to do, there's really not going to be a whole lot going on. The people probably will show up to drop their horses off, get their stalls and shavings. But other than that, there's really not going to be a whole lot of activity.
Well, that's what I was wondering. So they will be able to drop them off or do whatever. There's some accommodations, but call ahead is basically what you want to do. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's kind of recap, guys. A nice little, you know, minute, 2 minute version so I can put it on the radio. Talk to me about the event and give me the details, you know, the who, what, when, where, and how.
So Saturday 25th, we're having a 14.5 through 11.5 inter-up roping, 125 a man. Saturday night, we'll be having a concert and live auction featuring James Land and State Line Band. Saturday, September 26th, we'll have a 10.5 capped at a 6, 9.5 capped at a 5 elite, 8.5 capped at a 4. Also, 125 a man to enter up roping. Please come see us and support our kids, support our industry.
Yeah, this is going to be a great event to get people together. You know, definitely a family atmosphere. We are for the Permian Basin, you know, by the Permian Basin, and all our funds we collect here goes back into the scholarship funds for local students out here in STEM and trade schools. So it's just a great event to, you know, to be involved with and a great event to support, and just know all funds raised are going right back into, you know, basically the future of our oil and gas industry.
And do you guys have a site like the Permian Basin Association Pipeliners? Is there a website that people can check out?
Yeah, it's the Permian Basin. It's the Permian Basin AP.org.